Hey everyone, Novalane here. You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly an hour has vanished? Or maybe you find yourself constantly comparing your life to the curated perfection others seem to portray online. Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving headfirst into the messy world of social media addiction and how it can wreak havoc on our self-esteem. Because let's be real, those likes and followers aren't actually filling up your soul cup, are they? Alright, so here is the deal. Social media can be a powerful tool for connection, inspiration, even learning. But when it starts controlling us instead of serving us, that's when we gotta hit the brakes. First off, understand this. Social media is designed to keep you scrolling. It's like a digital slot machine, feeding your brain with dopamine hits every time you get a notification or see a cute cat video. Those algorithms know how to hook us in. So, the first step to breaking free is recognizing that it's not actually about staying connected, it's about keeping you glued to the screen. Second, ditch the comparison game. Remember those curated feeds? They're like carefully staged photoshoots, highlighting the best moments while hiding the real stuff. Comparing your everyday life to someone else's highlight reel is like comparing apples to spaceship fuel. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your wins, and remember that everyone has their struggles, even those Instagram influencers with perfect teeth. Third, set boundaries. Think of social media as a guest in your home. You can be hospitable, but you don't want them taking over the whole place. Schedule specific times for checking social media, turn off notifications, and create phone-free zones in your life. Dinner with friends? No phones on the table. Even walk in nature. Leave that device behind. Fourth, find alternative outlets. Craving connection. Instead of scrolling through feeds, call a friend, join a club, or volunteer in your community. Feeling creative? Try painting, writing, playing music, anything that gets you engaged and feeling good about yourself outside the digital realm. Finally, remember your worth. Your self-esteem doesn't come from likes or followers. It comes from within. Focus on your values, your strengths, and the things that bring you joy. Cultivate a positive inner voice, treat yourself with kindness, and celebrate who you are, social media validation or not. Ever feel like you're in a constant race to keep up with everyone else's highlight reels? You know that feeling when you scroll through your feed and suddenly realize hours have flown by? Maybe you even find yourself comparing your life to the carefully curated images others post, thinking, ugh, why isn't my life as perfect? Well, let me tell you a story. Picture this. I was scrolling through Instagram one day, feeling that familiar pang of envy as I saw everyone else seemingly living their best lives, exotic vacations, amazing meals, picture-perfect relationships. Then, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I was comparing my behind-the-scenes to everyone else's highlight reel. That's when I realized the social media game was rigged. It's designed to keep us scrolling, comparing, and ultimately feeling inadequate. So, what did I do? I decided to unplug. I set boundaries, deleted unnecessary apps, and started prioritizing real-life experiences over virtual validation. It wasn't easy at first, but I felt lighter, more present, and most importantly, happier with myself. Remember, you are worthy of love and happiness regardless of your follower count or the number of likes on a photo. Focus on building genuine connections, pursuing your passions, and celebrating your own unique journey. You've got this. So, remember those key takeaways. Let's recap. Social media is designed to keep us scrolling, so be mindful of your time and set boundaries. Ditch the comparison game, focus on your own journey, and celebrate your wins. Find alternative outlets for connection and creativity, and most importantly, remember that your self-worth comes from within. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words. And if you found this helpful, leave us a review, it really helps other people find the podcast. Join me tomorrow for another dose of real talk and practical tips to help you conquer your phone addiction and reclaim your life. Until then, keep scrolling wisely, friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.